We're gonna try this and see what transpires. A bunch of different styles to fill our desires. It's gonna be super fun and full of wit. Robert Bacon is the host and he's full of it. We're gonna try it. After we like it, maybe we'll try it again. Maybe not though.
Welcome to Try This Podcast, a podcast where every week we try a whole new theme, style, and our topic. I'm Robert Bacon. This week, my guest is Nick Bernardi. He is a super funny guy here in Chicago. For those of you who have never listened to an episode, basically, I ask a funny comedian here in Chicago, hey, what kind of podcast have you always wanted to do? And that's the podcast that we want to do. And I asked Nick, hey, what's a podcast that you always kind of wanted to do? And he's like, I thought it'd be funny if there was a podcast where there's just these two guys who work at a mall. Maybe they work in like the smoothie place in the mall and they have their own podcast on their break. And I'm like, that's a great idea. Let's do that. So that's what we do. Again, these are all completely improvised. This one especially, we kind of just agreed on names and just went from there. I think we found some real fun games. I love these characters, and I hope that you guys love them too. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bustin' Cherries. What's up, world? This is Bustin' Cherries, a podcast about two guys who work at the mall. I'm Jesse.
I'm Brack.
I've been working on that. You like it?
Yeah, I like
Brack.
It. Yeah, it's like Spanish.
Yeah, I've been working on my rolling R's. Yeah, we work at, you know us if you come to the Pinewood Mall. We work at Cherry O'Terry's.
Mm-hmm.
It's a smoothie joint.
Named after famous Cherry O'Terry.
90s. Cast member of SNL.
The owner of Cherry O'Terry's was a late 90s SNL fan.
And we have some stuff on the menu that's very SNL-like centric. Like we have the Kevin Melon. It's after Kevin Nealon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very heavy on the melon.
It's all melon. Mm. Nobody orders it because nobody wants a whole thing of just that. What's that honeydew?
Yeah.
Whatever. And this is, we just talk about whatever's on our mind.
Specifically what's going on in the mall happenings.
Oh, man. We only have half an hour because this is our break. But otherwise, Dave gets up on our butts.
Ugh.
Any headway on that Karen, Hot Topic chick?
Karen? Hot Topic? Nah, man. I don't know what... She's wearing this yellow dress today, though.
They allow her to wear a yellow dress in Hot Topic?
I think she can wear whatever she wants.
What?
Does everyone... Yeah.
Every time I go by there, they're all in black. They all have, like, face studs. They fell on a railroad track and just left everything in there. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Face studs?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't understand that world. I know that's your thing. I'm not into it.
Yeah, man. Whatever.
What's up with her? What's going on? Did you say hi to her? She has to walk right by. We're right at the entrance.
I know. I gave her, like, a nod, you know.
Did she nod back?
She's, like, a half smile.
Wait. Well... A small smile or just one side of her face smiled?
Like, you know that thing where you, like, give a side smirk and your mouth doesn't really open, but you just get, like, that crease next to your mouth?
I don't know what that means. It could be a good thing or it could be a bad thing. Do you think that they don't respect us over at Hot Topic?
You think Hot Topic doesn't respect Cherry O'Terry?
I don't think so.
Oh, man. I think
that they're better than us.
No way, we're kings of the food court.
We are, well, we are the best in the food court. I mean, Panda Express could suck my dick.
Yeah.
You hear that, Panda Express? If you listen to this, other food court people, Arby's, Panda Express, Sbarro, I don't even know how to say your name. Is it Subaru?
I think you got it right the first time.
Sbarro. Why does it have a Japanese name if it's a pizza place?
I think you're getting it confused with the
Subaru. Subaru. That's Australian.
Subaru.
Yeah, Subarus are Australian, right?
I think they're Japanese.
Listen, Sbarro, your pizza sucks. I called it out. Arby's, your roast beef, subpar.
Boardwalk fries, you guys are cool.
Boardwalk fries, you guys, oh my god, you guys. Last weekend, Cherry O'Terry's and Boardwalk Fries had a joint party, and it was off the dick.
Yeah,
it was so amazing. Off the dick. It was so off the dick. The Boardwalk Fry guys, shout out to Peaches, shout out to In Cream. You guys know what we're talking about. Ooh. Inside jokes.
Yeah, inside jokes.
It is great. I woke up in the lake.
Yeah, and I woke up in a lawn chair in the lake.
Yeah, you were definitely more comfortable.
Uh-huh.
Like, have you ever slept in the lake with no lawn chair?
No.
My back still hurts.
Gross.
Yeah. Back to my rant. Let's hate on, who'd I say before? Panda Express?
Okay. Yeah.
Your ketchup-covered chicken, orange chicken garbage. Stop giving out those samples.
Yeah.
Everyone knows what it tastes like.
Yeah.
Everyone who knows hasn't? What you should. Who hasn't eaten that?
That's been another Bustin' Cherries, Bustin' Ethnic Foods moment.
Yeah, sorry. I really lost it there. So, when are you going to ask her out, dude? Hot Topic chick. What's her name again?
Karen?
God, I always forget her name.
I don't know, man.
Ask her out.
Just how?
Walk up to her face. Walk up to her metal face and say,
don't talk
to her.
Do
you need some oil or do you want my dick?
Oil?
I don't know, man. I'm improvising here. Let me think.
That's terrible.
Okay. What do you have? What are you going to say?
I'll ask you to go see a flick.
A flick?
A flick.
Don't call it a flick, man. Jesse, come on.
What's wrong with flick?
Gross. It sounds gross.
Yeah, you want to go see a flick.
Oh, no, I hate it. You know how some people have a problem with the word moist?
You have that problem with flick?
I don't like flick.
What?
Especially calling a movie a flick.
Nah, come on, that's cool.
No, it makes me think that it's like flickering when I'm watching it and I'm getting like epilepsy.
That's how movies work.
What?
When you watch a movie in the theater, it's just, it's flicking. Lights are flickering.
You think that a movie is just a bunch of flickering lights?
Yeah, it's a light that shines through film that's just...
We're going to ask the guy who runs the theater, we're going to go take a look at it and see if it does what you're saying it does. I don't believe you.
You're going to go over to Regal Cinema right now?
Yeah, I'll go to Riggs. I know I got kicked out. I know I'm not allowed to go back in.
Yeah.
But sorry.
You're not allowed to help yourself to the Pepsi machine.
What? It should be in... Okay, you guys. For those of you guys who don't know, okay, Pinewood Mall, the same area, the Regal Cinema's right there, and... The Pepsi machine used to be out in front, so they give you the cup, and then you would get unlimited. I mean, it said only one, but you could, like, no one who works it, they're all cool. Apparently it was a problem, so they moved the Pepsi machine back behind the counter, so they have to serve you. And I feel that if I could reach it from the one side of the counter, then I should be able to get as much soda as I want. Maybe make it out of reach, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but if you just buy the biggest size, you can get free refills anyway.
You know it's a ripoff. That's an extra dollar they're taking from you. And that soda costs nothing. You know it. I know it. The government knows it. It's all conspiracy. Saying things flick.
Flick, flick, flick.
Stop it. I'm going back in there. And I don't care what that manager says. He's uptight. It was strike three in a series of strikes.
Oh, speaking of strikes.
What?
Dude, that guy Aaron.
Yeah?
From Champs.
You guys, we're on the part of the segment where we talk about the dickheads over at Champs.
Yeah. The strike zone.
I hate that place, man.
Those guys think they're awesome.
It's like, you've to fill out an application to work there, which I did one time, and they didn't hire me. It's like, name, address, and if you're a chode. And if you're a chode, boom, they'll hire you. Because that, goddamn, what happened?
Oh.
What did Aaron do?
Aaron? I was getting out of my car today.
Yeah.
And he was standing right... He parked right next to me.
What kind of car does he drive?
Oh, Chrysler LeBaron.
Oh, he would drive a Chrysler LeBaron.
Yeah.
Doesn't his dad own a car dealership?
Yeah.
God, I hate him. Ugh! Okay, what'd he do?
Oh, I was trying to get out of my car, and he parked right up against my car, so I couldn't even get out.
Classic Aaron move.
Classic Aaron move. So I had to go out the passenger side.
Oh... And I bet he's looking at you, and
he's loving
like,
it.
Oh, and he's like, oh.
Oh, sorry, did I park too close in my windbreaker pants that we have to wear at Champ Sports?
Oh, sorry. Sorry, how getting out of your Plymouth Voyager?
Yeah.
I like your Plymouth Voyager.
Thanks, man.
I think it's an awesome van.
I rebuilt that engine.
You did?
Yeah.
Yourself?
Yeah.
Or you get help from your uncle?
My uncle.
Your uncle's cool.
Yeah, dude.
He's got tattoos.
Yeah, he was in the Navy.
Some
of those he gave himself.
In the Navy?
Yeah. No, Aaron's the worst, man.
Yeah, Aaron's a dick. Did I ever tell you the one time that he punched me in the mouth?
Yeah. You told me this story.
I don't think I've told everybody else this story.
Yeah, tell everyone else.
So I'm at the Regal Cinema. This is strike one.
Yeah.
When I was at the Regal Cinema, where we went and we saw Transformers Age of Instinction.
Mm-hmm.
Instinction?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one. And it was during the previews, and he was talking, and it's like, I feel like as soon as the previews start, like the commercials before the previews, you could talk during those because like no one gives a shit. But as soon as the previews start, the movie is started and you should shut up, right? And Aaron's sitting in front of me with his beautiful girlfriend, Samantha, who works at Claire's.
Mm-hmm.
And I might have a thing for, and he might know that, but whatever.
Yeah.
And so he's talking and I'm like, hey, Aaron, this isn't your dad's car dealership. You can't get away with whatever you want. And he turned around and he said, he called me an F word. And I'm like, that's not cool. You can't use that word. And I threw my soda on him and he punched me in the mouth.
Yeah.
And then I walked out into the lobby and I got a soda.
You got another one.
And I got another soda because I threw it on him.
Yeah. I will say, I feel like maybe you deserve that one.
Why?
You threw your soda on the guy.
Yeah, well, it was a smaller soda. It wasn't one of the big ones. If I would have gone with what you did, it would have been a huge soda. But I get the small soda, yeah, so it was a little soda on him.
I will say, if you would have gotten the big soda, you could have thrown it on him, picked up the cup, and gotten a free refill.
Okay, yeah. But also, if I had the big soda, he would have drowned.
I wouldn't have been opposed to Aaron drowning.
Okay.
Hey, what's going on with you and that girl from Spencer's?
It's over.
What?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah. She came over yesterday. I picked up her lava lamp, black light, and strobe light from my place.
She took all of those?
Yeah.
Did she leave anything?
She left me that shitty with the wave machine thing that, like, tilts back and forth.
Hey, man, that's not shitty.
It's the worst of the ones.
It's a
poor man's lava lamp.
Of all the things you listed, it's the worst, but on its own...
Yeah, but I mean, once you've had a lava lamp, going to that is kind of like a downgrade. I mean, it's the only thing worse than that is that just the spinny ball with the lights on it. That by itself is just, you have that in your room, it doesn't make any sense. You can have a dance party in your room?
I wish.
No, there's no room. Yeah, so that's done. Said I didn't call her enough.
Did you call her ever?
No, I never called her. She'd always text me, like, call me. And I'd be like, can't now. I just don't like talking on the phone.
Yeah,
it's awkward.
I get that. I'm either a text guy, a WhatsApp guy, a Facebook message guy. But talking on the phone, no.
Yeah, by the way, I gotta tell you, you gotta pick one medium when you're talking to me, buddy.
No, come on.
No, you hit all of the... You hit,
I come at you from... You never know.
I don't know which to answer. I get a WhatsApp from you, and then I'm like, cool, I'll meet you here. And then I go to, like, I get a Facebook message from you. And you're like, hey, I'm here. And be like, why don't you just do it on the WhatsApp? And then I get a text.
I like to change it up, man.
No, it's weird.
Nah, it keeps it fresh.
It doesn't keep it fresh.
You don't know what, like, what am I going to use your data plan? Am I going to use your text message? You don't know.
I have unlimited text. Just use my text.
Nah, man, that's not me.
No, God,
don't ask me to be something I'm not.
I keep getting these requests to download other messaging apps.
Yeah. Like, for me.
What are these? What's one of them that you sent me? What was that one?
Oh,
it's the dumbest name.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's phonograph dot dot dot.
I hated that one.
That's awesome.
That's an ellipses, by the way. Phonograph ellipses.
Yeah, no, I mean, I know what it's called, but I think the app, the way you say it, is phonograph dot dot dot.
I don't get it. What does that one do that no other one does?
You have the option of typing in words or in Morse code.
What are you talking about?
Dot, dot, dot.
No.
Dash, dash, dot, dot, dot.
Why would you ever... What are you talking about? Why? Since when? Why would you ever?
What, type Morse code?
I'm so upset. I can't even think of words. So.
Dude, my uncle was in the Navy. He knows Morse code.
You don't, though.
But it's a way to learn it.
Is that what you sent me a bunch of dashes and periods the other day?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
It said, hey man, what's up?
I hated it so much. I got another one too. You sent me another one. What was that one?
Oh, that one was, if you can read this, call me.
What? Just text that then. What is our whole app for that?
Well,
it was $7. You paid $7 for that app.
Yeah, but I'm learning another language.
What language?
How much is Rosetta Stone? Like $300.
Rosetta Stone? I don't know. It's too expensive.
Yeah.
How's that Chris Kattan you're drinking?
I think I forgot to add the lime juice.
Oh, that's the whole point.
No.
Lime juice doesn't go into a Chris Kattan.
You don't top it off with lime juice?
No. It's all mangoes.
Yeah. Oh, there's apple chunks.
Oh, there is apple chunks. Yeah. There's apple chunks and mangoes. That's a Chris Kattan. I think you're getting it confused with the Will Ferrell.
Oh, the lime juice and the Will Ferrell.
The lime juice and the Will Ferrell.
Oh, yeah.
What else is in a Will Ferrell?
We got the chart when we're at the booth.
I can't remember. It's that I always remember what's in a Phil Hartman.
Yeah, yeah.
Strawberries. It doesn't make any sense. It's just all strawberries.
Oh, I get it now. Now I've never thought about it, but strawberries are kind of a heart-shaped fruit.
Oh.
And that's the we always fill that cup up the highest of all the cups, the Phil Hartman.
Oh, I get it all now.
Yeah.
I just thought it was like because everyone likes strawberries and everybody liked Phil Hartman. So, anyway, I think the mall might be in trouble, actually.
No, come on.
Yeah.
Malls are like America's pastime. It's like baseball. I don't know, man. I've never been to a baseball game.
So. You've never been to a baseball game?
Nah.
Dude, that's when you ask Hot Topic chick, what's her name?
Karen.
Karen. Ugh. Ask Metal Face to go to a baseball game with you. That's a perfect date.
I want to go see a flick with her.
No, stop calling it a flick, man. Didn't you call a baseball game a whack? What do you call things like what they are? Like what noise they make?
Yeah. If I was going to ask you to a baseball game... Hey, you want to go see a whack?
No. I'm not going to go see a whack. What do you call a car? A vroom vroom? What are you, 8 years old? What do you call a football game?
A pound pound.
A pound pound? You speak like a like a four-year-old child.
Hey, I calls it like I see it.
No, you don't, all right? That is awful. What do you call the blenders out there? Okay, I call him that too. Now we come to the part of the show. It's called Potpourri.
Potpourri.
Yeah. All right. We just talk about our week. Anything that happened to us.
I won a scratch off ticket. Cost me $2, but I won $20.
How'd you get that?
I went to the Speedway.
That Speedway lets you get scratch off tickets.
Oh yeah, they don't care.
I'm not allowed to buy scratch-off tickets there anymore.
Really?
Strike three there.
Ugh, man.
Just happened. They used to have the slushy machine out where you can get as much slushy as you want.
Yeah, right. And then
they moved it back. But I say, if I could reach it and I could use it, then I could fill up as much slushy as I want.
Right. I will say, if you just buy the large slushy...
No, man. That doesn't fit in the cup holder in my car.
And your vroom vroom?
No, don't call it a vroom vroom. Okay, and then, okay, maybe a slushy is actually the proper word for that, because it makes a slushy sound.
Yeah, see?
That's like, okay, one of the few things that you call it, like, the sound that it makes. So, like, you're one of those people who calls it a clicker.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, it doesn't click, though. No, you should get a new remote if it's making that sound.
Ah, that means the buttons are crisp.
No, here's the sound mine makes. Nothing, because it's a rubber button. No, idiot. Anyway, I'm not allowed to that Speedway anymore.
Yeah, you're lost, man. I have good luck with scratch-offs there.
Oh, you won $2?
No, I paid $2. I'm on $20.
Where's that money, man?
I'm going to go buy a t-shirt at Hop Topic. But it's an excuse to see Karen.
Yeah, well, just an excuse to see Karen is just wait outside.
That's creepy.
Okay, now that I said it out loud, it's creepy. When I was thinking it wasn't creepy.
Yeah.
Just ask her.
To a flick?
No. Oh, God. Ask her to a wham bam or whatever you call baseball.
I don't want to go to a baseball game.
Okay. Whatever. What t-shirt did you get? What's it say on it?
Which one? I buy one every time I go to Hot Topic.
What's your favorite t-shirt from Hot Topic?
It's just a black one that just has like red blood coming down the middle.
Gross, dude. I hate that shirt.
No, it's awesome.
It's gross.
It hides spills really well.
It hides spills?
I spill all over myself at the smoothie shop.
You buy shirts based on how much they hide stains.
I buy all of my clothes based on how well they hide stains.
That's a dumb idea.
Why is that dumb? It's smart.
What else happened in your week? God damn it.
Those were the highlights.
Those okay. Those were the highlights?
Yeah, I have a pretty boring life.
Oh my god. That's awful.
What happened to you the week? Brock.
Cool. I got suspended from school.
Oh, nice.
I got suspended from college.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out Fox Valley Tech doesn't let you show up whenever you want in the middle of classes. So
they suspended you from that?
I'm suspended for the semester.
Showing up late.
For showing up, yeah. It was strike three.
Oh, yeah.
Because here's the thing. I signed up for classes, right? But there's other classes going on in that building. So I feel like I should just be able to walk into another class whenever I want and learn from there as much as I want.
I feel like you can do that.
You can't. They'd be like, why are you in this class? And I'm like, no, I just wandered in. I'm like, you can't come in. I'd be like, I feel like if I could reach this class, that I should be able to take it.
Yeah.
They said, you don't know what's going on.
But that's why you're there, to learn.
Exactly. That's what I said. And she said, that's ridiculous. And now I'm suspended. Strike three.
What was strikes one and two?
I pooped in the dean's office. Couldn't find the bathroom. And I unleashed a bunch of crickets into the lobby area.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm trying to be like Animal House, but it's a tech college. And I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's how college should be.
Like, we don't have dorms.
Mm-hmm.
So one night I slept there. They didn't know about it, though.
That would have been a strike.
So, yeah,
They do have that cafeteria. No soda problems there, though?
No, that soda thing is out in the open, so we're cool. Like, oh, nice. That's why I'm very upset that I can't go back there for a whole semester.
You are also suspended from using their cafeteria?
I'm suspended from using the cafeteria. Well, that's because I tried. You know about my failed frat. They said there's no frats at a tech college, and I said, fuck you.
Yeah. What was the...
Gamma.
Just gamma.
Yeah, just gamma.
Yeah.
Yeah, why? What's wrong?
Nah.
What'd I mess up?
Nothing.
It's a Greek letter, right?
Yeah, it sounds science-y.
Yeah, like gamma rays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what those are. I was learning, and then got kicked out because I didn't pay for that class. But I tried to start that frat, gamma. I had sign-ups in the cafeteria area, and they said you can't do that. I had a good frat going, though.
How was membership?
I had one kid sign up.
Uh-huh.
Freshman. And I just hazed him for a day.
Nice.
Yeah. Gave him some sleeping pills and threw him in the lake. Yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah, man.
Always with a lawn chair, though.
Yeah. It's more comfortable. We've gone over this. Yeah. So that's basically been my week. I'm filling out a bunch of paperwork for reimbursement on my tuition and sending them back up for next. So if anybody's listening to this and you want to go to Fox Valley Tech and you want to be a part of Gamma, sign up with me. I think that's this week's episode.
Karen, come see a flick.
Oh, God, I hate it. All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Busting cherries. Busting out.
Yeah, that is this week's episode of Try This Podcast. If you like this episode and you want to hear more, you can check out all our episodes at trythispodcast.com or go to iTunes, search for us at Try This Podcast. Hey, if you want to say something to our face, you could email us at trythispodcast@gmail.com or you can go to our Facebook page, like it. You can see stuff. Sometimes we post stuff, sometimes we don't. I don't know. Hey, you want to help us out? How about you leave us a rating and review and or review on iTunes? That would really help us out. Hey, that is this week's episode. Make sure to tune in next week. I have a whole new guest with a whole new theme, style, and or topic. I'm Robert Bacon. Keep trying.
We went and tried this and saw what transpired. This particular podcast filled our desires. We had a lot of fun and it was full of wit. Robert Bacon was our host and he's full of shit. We went and tried this. Now that it's done, it's been done, but never was before we did it ever. Podcast.
You're drunk.